when I started out, the Washington Post, 150 years ago, they did not have 401k plans.
Right.
They did not have ATMs. They didn't have a lot of vehicles. But if they had had them, A, would that I got some good advice, and B, would I have taken it? You know, at that young age,
right.
You know, you're broke. You know, money is hard to come by. Would I have invested properly? And I don't know the answer. Probably not.
No.
But we can still try to educate people. The other thing that's changed, too, dramatically in this country is that, you know, you used to go to work for Company X, worked there 30 years, you got a gold watch and a pension. And defined pension plans now are few and far between. And as we've seen with the auto workers, some of those can go away.
And it's actually a little interesting because everyone looked at their pensions as if this was rock solid. And we're now learning, of course, that, you know, not, you know, they're only as good as sort of the stuff that they're based on.
Exactly. And you have two things. You have your optional pension, which is your 401k plan, and that's gone down the tubes, mm-hmm. you know, just for everybody. And then you have your regular company pension plan. If you're lucky enough to have one, they may say, you know, we're not going to honor this. We can't honor it, or we're going to give you 10 cents on the dollar. And increasingly, they are dropping these plans altogether. So a lot of people who thought they were heading for a very sound, happy financial future are not heading for one. The other clinker in the private sector versus the public sector, the federal pensions, is that if I retired tomorrow from this company mm-hmm. and my pension was $500 a month, and if I retired from the federal government tomorrow and my pension was $500 a month, 10 years from now, my pension from the private company would be $500 a month. And the pension from the federal government would have grown maybe doubled,
right.
maybe tripled because of the inflation protection.
Huh.
So a lot of things going on that people young and old need to be aware of. One of the things, one of the points that I heard from somebody talking about buying a house, how often are you at your house? How much time do you spend there? Say you're a workaholic, or say you travel a lot and you don't use your house much, well, then don't buy that much house. You know, we see these McMansions
right.
all over the Washington area mm-hmm. that are, you know, they're bigger than Mount Vernon.
Less of them being built today, I think.
Fewer today. But, I mean, what do these people do inside them? I mean, do they have massive parties? Are they parking cars? But Rebecca Schreiber's thing is look at what you need. She also has some good advice. She says don't watch home decoration shows on television.
No, that's true.
You know?
That's
drive
killer.
You mad.
As somebody who's been on Curb Appeal, I can tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the other thing that I heard from somebody else, and this was back when the housing market, this was a couple of years ago, the housing market was hot. As you know, it was going up 10% a year here.
It's crazy.
And somebody said the smartest, luckiest, happiest people right now are the people who got married 30 years ago, bought a house, and are still married.
Yeah.
You know, that's the key. Stay married.
I want you to talk a little bit about your column today, because everyone is crazy about, and you wrote about the pandemic and coup
yeah.
plans and all those things. And I think there is, you know, federal agencies, by and large, are in large buildings where there's a lot of people together.
Yeah.
Now, we have not had any cases of avian or whatever flu we're talking
about.
Swine
flu, yeah.
Swine flu
yeah.
Here.
They think, yeah.
But it is something that I think it's on people's minds.
You know, I'm a child of the Cold War. I think everybody should be prepared. I mean, it could be a Teamster strike. It could be an electric grid. It was 2003, 50 million homes lost power in the
right.
Northeast Corridor.
We
escaped that bullet, but New York, Cleveland. One of the major things you need in your house is water, you know, potable water, drinking water, because if the water goes off, you know, the survival rule of thumb is 3-3-3, 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 30 days without food. And most of us couldn't make either one of those cuts, you know.
Right.
But water is essential, having it there. Water does not go bad. You know, you get bottled water, it's good forever. People should be prepared to be quarantined, because in a pandemic such as something like swine flu, from what I've read and seen, really the main way to stop it is to let it mutate itself out, and it will get a certain segment of society. This one so far appears to be following the pattern of the 1918, what they call the Spanish flu epidemic, killed 50 million people worldwide, and it killed people like 18 to 45, the healthiest,
yeah.
strongest people, because their systems were in such good shape, the thing attacked them. And, you know, the older and younger people, it didn't run through them as quickly.
Mm.
So we don't know the nature of this yet. But in so many of these cases, we had a flu epidemic a couple of years ago in this area, and it shut itself down because everybody stayed home. the thing I had in the column this morning, the guidance that John Barry of OPM put out over the weekend. The government is very well prepared for this. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know how it's going to happen, how it's going to turn out, but I think they've done about as much as they can do, because you can't get a vaccine for this kind of flu because you don't know what the flu is, and it mutates so quickly.
Who's your guest on your turn?
Rebecca Schreiber is going to be talking about buying a house, investing, and that sort of thing. Jessica Clement from the National Federation of Federal Employees is going to give us a real good rundown on all of the bills pending on the Hill that affect federal workers and retirees. I've never seen so many bills up there, never seen so many good ones, and I've never seen so many that had such a good chance of passage. So that's going to be an education to hear from Jesse.